In the ancient city of Varanasi, where the Ganges flows eternal and pilgrims seek salvation, three childhood friends find themselves entangled in a web of love, ambition, and moral choices. Their story begins with a simple act, 10-year-old Gopal stealing half a chocolate cake from Artie's lunchbox. This childish theft sparks a friendship that will evolve into something far more complex as they grow older. Artie, daughter of the district magistrate, develops compassion for Gopal after learning about his difficult circumstances, a dead mother, a struggling schoolteacher father, and a bitter family feud over ancestral land. Their lunch-sharing ritual beneath the school's banyan tree becomes the foundation of a bond that will shape their lives for years to come. As they share not just food, but dreams and stories, their vastly different backgrounds create a tension that foreshadows future conflicts. While Artie dreams of becoming an air hostess and seeing the world, Gopal remains grounded in practical concerns about financial security and social status, a dynamic that mirrors the eternal tension between tradition and modernity that defines their holy city. 7 years later, brilliant Raghav joins Gopal and Artie's circle. While Gopal and Artie share intimate moments during weekly boat rides on the Ganga, Raghav excels academically at JSR coaching, earning the nickname IIT Material. Their academic differences become stark. Raghav scores effortlessly in top percentiles, Gopal struggles despite long hours of study, and Artie attends classes mainly for social connection while dreaming of world travel. Their paths diverge when entrance exam results arrive. Raghav's rank of 5,820 secures him admission to prestigious engineering colleges, while Gopal's 52,043 closes those doors. At home, Gopal's situation worsens as his father's respiratory illness forces him to quit teaching, and their disputed ancestral land creates mounting tension. During an argument about selling the land for medical treatment, Gopal's father mentions these might be his final days, words that will haunt Gopal for years to come. Gopal travels to Kota, Rajasthan, infamous coaching factory town, to improve his prospects. He can only afford a room where the previous tenant committed suicide after exam failure. The coaching industry proves predatory, with institutes discriminating against repeaters like Gopal to maintain high success rates. His relationship with Artie deteriorates as she dates Raghav. When she confirms their relationship, Gopal insults her, causing a temporary rift. His studies suffer as he spends nights drinking with other struggling students. Though Artie eventually offers friendship, Gopal secretly hopes for more. Despite improved study habits, Gopal fails his second attempt at entrance exams. Returning to Varanasi, he discovers his father has died, leaving debts and property disputes. At a career fair, Gopal witnesses India's problematic private education sector prioritizing profits over quality. This leads to a meeting with MLA Shukla, who proposes converting Gopal's disputed family land into a private engineering college through systematic corruption. 3 years later, Gopal directs Ganga Tech College, built on his family's former farmland and corruption. Faculty interviews reveal the system's decay. Professors demand inflated salaries, partly in cash, to evade taxes, and boast about handling inspectors through connections. Student recruitment relies on paying commissions to school principals and coaching centers for recommendations. When Raghav visits to interview Gopal for a newspaper, tensions rise as he questions MLA Shukla's funding and corruption allegations. Gopal flaunts his success and offers Raghav a position, but Raghav refuses, unable to join a corrupt enterprise, a rejection that infuriates Gopal. The AICTE inspection day demonstrates corruption's pervasiveness as bribes secure approval. At the celebration dinner, Gopal complains to Shukla about bribing at least 30 people in this room. Shukla explains this twisted system creates their opportunity by deterring legitimate businesses. With approval secured, Gopal reluctantly reconnects with Aarti to leverage her father's influence for university affiliation, reopening emotional wounds as she insists they remain only coffee friends. While Gopal builds his corrupt empire, Raghav becomes an investigative journalist exposing local corruption. When he questions Gangatech's funding, the chief minister cancels his appearance at the college inauguration, damaging its reputation. Enraged, Gopal uses MLA Shukla's influence to get Raghav fired. Undeterred, Raghav launches Revolution 2020, a simple newsletter combining matrimonial ads with hard-hitting local news. His idealistic editor's letter speaks of fighting corruption and starting a revolution by 2020, beginning in Varanasi. Meanwhile, Gopal's relationship with Aarti grows complicated. Despite dating Raghav, she meets Gopal regularly. Their relationship becomes physical at the Ramada Hotel where she works, though she oscillates between guilt and attraction. The triangle reaches crisis when Raghav publishes an expose about Shukla's corruption in the Ganga Action Plan, revealing how he embezzled 20 crore from a sewage treatment project. With evidence of fake invoices and nepotism, Shukla's career ends in resignation and arrest. With Shukla's downfall, Gopal inherits his Mercedes and becomes Gangatech's sole director. Despite his material success, he remains obsessed with defeating Raghav by claiming Aarti as his own. When Shukla's party workers destroy Raghav's printing press, Gopal secretly relishes his rival's setback while feigning sympathy to Aarti. Their relationship deepens, with Aarti becoming increasingly intimate during visits to Gopal's luxurious bungalow. When she mentions her family being approached about entering politics after Shukla's removal, Gopal sees opportunity. From his comfortable private jail cell, Shukla proposes that Gopal marry Aarti and run for MLA, creating a powerful alliance. The idea appeals to Gopal's ambition, as he envisions expanding Gangatech through political power. However, visiting Raghav's humble office, now a garage with broken equipment, forces Gopal to confront the moral gulf between them. Despite setbacks, Raghav remains committed to helping others, investigating pollution affecting a poor village where children are dying. Watching Raghav's selfless dedication, Gopal clutches his Mercedes key, desperately trying to convince himself he's still the better person. Haunted by nightmares of a child's funeral, Gopal recognizes his suppressed innocence. On his 24th birthday, he makes a devastating choice, deliberately arranging for call girls to be present when Aarti arrives with her surprise birthday cake and scrapbook. She discovers him in bed with two prostitutes, slaps him, and leaves in tears. Afterward, Gopal examines her abandoned gifts, a handmade scrapbook with G and A calligraphed on the back, and a cake inscribed, "Stolen, my cake and then my heart." In a secret act of self-sacrifice, he arranges for Raghav's rehiring at Danik. Learning that Raghav and Aarti have grown apart, Gopal convinces Raghav that Aarti still loves him and encourages reconciliation, explaining simply that everyone has to do their bit. A year later, Gopal watches their wedding from afar. When Raghav later runs for office with election posters all over the city, Gopal admits Raghav would make a better MLA who might actually change something. Throughout his conversation with the narrator, he questions whether he's a good person. In this city where pilgrims seek moksha, three young lives complete their transformation. Sometimes, the greatest revolutions happen not in streets or ballot boxes, but in the human heart.